السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهدي واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected and honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, mothers and sisters, one of the greatest challenges that stare at the world today is the fear of raising children. One of the greatest challenges that stare at the world today is the fear of raising children. The fears that haunt the mind of every individual without exception is what would happen to a generation in a society that has become totally immoral and devoid of values. As we draw closer and closer to the day of Qiyamah, and we find the prophecies of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam manifesting before us on a daily basis, that Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had said that we had barely dusted our hands from the grave of the Nabi of Allah, and already we found that the conditions around us had changed. In other words, the burial of Nabi alayhi salam, which marked the termination of the golden era, was felt so instantly, so immediately, that we had barely dusted our hands from the grave of the Nabi of Allah, and already we found that the conditions around us had changed. Friends and elders, what about you and I, who find ourselves 14 centuries down the line? One Sahabi addressing his companions, the hadith appears in Bukhari in the second volume, that innakum lata'maluna a'malan yadaqqu fi a'yunikum min ash-sha'ri kunna na'udduha fi ahdi rasulillahi min al-mubiqat. He says, oh my companions, I find many sins, many trials prevalent and common amongst you, which you have trivialized and regarded to be insignificant. I remember very well, if that very sin had to be perpetrated in the era of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that would have been regarded as one of the most destructive of crimes. That was the era of the Nabi of Allah. Friends and elders, when we look within the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of various du'as of various prophets. And amongst the du'as that Allah Ta'ala records in the Quran Kareem are the du'as of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. The topic of discussion is the trial of faith. I want to tie up this discussion and the dialogue when we look at the verses of Quran Kareem, the ayat kareema I had recited before you. Ibrahim alayhi salam was sent into this world to destroy idol worship. Yet he himself understood the importance and the need. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to the Almighty Allah, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ, that, oh Allah, save me, save my son, save my progeny from worshipping idols. Why? The environment he was exposed to was an environment of idol worship. We all know how vulnerable our youth are becoming today. When Allah Ta'ala speaks in Surah Kahf, what does Allah Ta'ala say? نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. We narrate to you in great detail the narrative, those young lads who slept in the cave for more than 300 years. What does Allah Ta'ala say? Innahum fityah. These were youth in the prime of their lives. You know, generally when you speak about a notable scholar, an alim, a scholar par excellence, then automatically the mind starts running towards an elderly scholar who is bent, who is hunched. You know, walking with a staff, he's got a magnifying sunglass, you know, glasses on. And you say he's a notable scholar. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the cream of the crop. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the cream of his creation. Allah Ta'ala says, innahum fityah. These were youth in the prime of their lives. We know how vulnerable our youth are becoming today. A boy of tender age is vulnerable to such crimes and such sins which were unheard of in the past. So without doubt, friends and elders, one of the greatest challenges that stare at the world today is the fear of raising children. And never mind saying that it works for my children, it does not work for his children. Many a times, as a father having two sons, what works for one child does not necessarily mean works for the other child. And as we are drawing closer to the day of Qiyamah, wallahi, the trials are mounting upon the ummah. If you analyze the Quran Kareem and the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as he had mastered and perfected every aspect of human growth and human development, whether it was the interaction between husband and wife, interaction between employer, employee, interaction between ruler and subject, Nabi alayhi salam's teachings is teaching us, much has been said regarding the tarbiyah, the nurturing and the upbringing of our children. Wallahi, it is the greatest of challenges. But when the desired results are achieved, I swear by the Almighty Allah, it is the greatest of joys. I always say this, to find an obedient child who is upright in society, I swear by the Almighty Allah, it is the priceless gift of nature. To find an obedient child who is upright in society, I swear by the Almighty Allah, it is the priceless gift of nature. You don't need to go far. You know, my brother, when you walk home, like someone said it so beautifully in the Arabic language, that ذَهَبَ اللَّذَّاتِ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثِ. There are only three things in life that a person can truly cherish. Listen to this. شَمُّ الصِّبْيَانِ وَمُلَاقَاتُ الْإِخْوَانِ وَالْخُلُومُ عَنْ نِسَاءِ. شَمُّ الصِّبْيَانِ. One is the smile of your child. Number two, to have noble friends, to have good companions. And number three is to sit with your spouse in seclusion and enjoy a wholesome discussion. These are the three elements that add value to human life. You know, one is when you return home, that innocent child with that innocent smile. One is the wife who has prepared herself in the most seductive way. That's a human need. And one is the sumptuous meal that she has prepared for you. But in the middle of that is that innocent child with that innocent smile. I sometimes wonder, can you perhaps attach any price to the smile of the child? Wallahi, the smile of that innocent child is so unique. It has that potential of putting an end to the stress of the day. The smile of that innocent child has that potential of putting an end to the fatigue of the day. Ask those who do not have children. They are going to the extremes and extents of adopting children to get that smile. So like I mentioned, friends and elders, this is one of the greatest of challenges, the trial of fate. We look at the condition of the youth of this ummah. I just want to share with you one or two examples in the light of Quran and Sunnah. What lessons can we take? Unfortunately today, because of the dictates and the demands of dunya, it has taken up our primary time and we don't have time for this priceless gift of nature. Hassan Basri used to say, أَدْرَكْتُ أَقْوَامًا كَانَ أَحَدُهُمُ الشَّحَّاءَ عَلَىٰ أُمْرِهِ مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ دِرْهَمِهِ. I sat with a group of Sahaba. I found that they were more possessive over the time than the wealth. Time meant more to them than wealth. Ask a man today, you know, to sit with you in a coffee shop. He will spend hours with you. But ask him to give you money, he's not prepared to spend a cent. But we are prepared to give time. When we study the lives of the noble companions, wallahi, they were prepared to give you whatever they owned, but they never gave you 1 minute. Time is money, like they say. And this is one of the greatest questions that many parents are asking today. In relation to the topic of discussion, why have the youth of today become so rebellious? Why have they become so disobedient? What is, of course, the medical perspective?
What doctors might tell you that the child is suffering from ADD, attention deficit disorder. These are medical scientific terminologies, medical connotations, physical expressions, whatever it is. But before we go into those aspects, let us ask ourselves the question, is there anything wrong in my life as a parent because of which my son is suffering? Whilst every father, every mother wishes to impress on his or her child the good, that my son must only see my good, he must not see my evil. Wallahi, until and unless we will not discipline our lives as parents, wallahi, we are living in a fool's paradise. Very well said, that, oh my boy, do what I tell you, don't do what I do. Do what I tell you, don't do what I do. It doesn't work that way. What did my Nabi say? Ash-shababu shu'batun min al-junun. A young boy who's growing up, experiencing his adolescence, you're putting such trials before him. He doesn't know where to turn. I mean, you're driving on the road today. The first billboard that meets with your eyes is, wanna flirt. You have a provocation of your ego. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. You drive a few kilometers ahead, you see the picture of the most charming, the most beautiful woman. Again, it just intensifies and multiplies, and your emotions take a somersault. And you drive a few kilometers ahead, and the next billboard reads, just do it. I dare you. How many youngsters, under the very pretext of just do it, they pop that one pill, now they're addicted to drugs, they're addicted to intoxicants. How many of our sisters are caught up in the scourge? So what did Nabi alayhi salam say? إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ بِجَبَلٍ زَالَ عَنْ مَكَانِ. If someone had to tell you that a mountain has moved from its place, tell the man, I believe you. But if he tells you that so-and-so has abandoned an evil practice, tell the man, I don't believe you. My Nabi said the moving of a mountain is easier. The environment that you create within your home, this will play a vital role in the upbringing and the nurturing of your children. This is the trial of faith today. I mean, what is the condition of the youth of the Ummah? You know, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi has recorded an amazing incident in Tanbihul Ghafirin. He says one day, one father comes to an alim, and he asked the alim a question. He said, my son is very rebellious towards me. He's very disobedient towards me. And at times he even picks up his hands to slap me. So this alim asked the father, Al-walad yadribul ab. What are you telling me that the son slaps the father? He said, that's the reality. You know, I recall some years ago I was invited to a conference in America, and we were sitting down for dinner. So the person who had hosted me, his son was sitting next to him. So he tells his boy, get me a glass of water. He looks at his dad, get up and get it yourself. I'm not your slave. Al-walad yadribu al-ab. What are you telling me, that the son slaps the father? He said, yes. So this alim calls the father one side. He said, number one, hal allamtahu al-Qur'an. Have you taught your son the knowledge of Quran? Really, friends and elders, these institutions, may Allah take this masjid from strength to strength. These are forts that insulate our children, that protect the iman of our children. Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i used to say, رَأَيْتُ الْعِلْمَ صَاحِبُهُ كَرِيمُ وَلَوْ وَلَدَتْسُ أَبَاهُ لَئِيمُ. Latch on to scholars and ulama. Hassan Basri used to say, close to Qiyamah, it will come to a point of crisis due to the lack of competent scholars and ulama. People will appoint ignorant people as the leaders. Latch on to scholars and ulama. Wallahi, that is the savior in this day and age. So he says, have you taught your son Quran? He said, no. Hal allamtahu al-ilm? Have you disseminated the knowledge of deen to your son? He said, no. Imam Shafi'i used to say, I had seen a young boy who has acquired the knowledge of deen, even though he came from the most broken home. He managed to break through the shackles of negativity, and he rose to the pedestal of glory. Have you taught your son the knowledge of deen? He said, no. Hal allamtahu al-adab? Have you taught your son what is adab, respect, mannerism, and conduct? He said, no. The alim then tells the father, idhan fashkur rabbak annahu lam yadrib ra'sak. When you have not invested in that young boy of yours, what else do you expect? Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib used to say, you know, there is an entire book that has been translated with the couplets of Ali bin Abi Talib. Ali bin Abi Talib used to say, لَيْسَ الْبَلِيَّةُ فِي أَيَّامِنَا عَجَبًا بَلِ السَّلَامَةُ فِيهَا أَعْجَبُ الْعَجَبِ وَلَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَثْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا إِنَّ الْجَمَالَ جَمَالُ الْأَقْلِ وَالْأَدَبِ. My Nabi said, no father could favor his son with a better gift than good morals. Ali bin Abi Talib used to say, it is not beautiful garments that adorn your children nor beautify your children. Innal jamal jamalul aqli wal adabi. It is morals, it is values, it is nurturing, it is tutoring. To find the obedient child who is upright in society, I always say, it is the priceless gift of nature. It then goes on to mention, وَلَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّتِي قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ إِنَّ الْيَتِيمَ يَتِيمُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. He alone is not an orphan whose biological parent has died before he has reached the age of puberty. Ali bin Abi Talib said, he also is an orphan who sees the presence of both his parents, but that young boy is devoid of mannerism and conduct. If you look at the definition of Ali bin Abi Talib, I swear by the Almighty Allah, 90% of the youth of the Ummah are orphans today. In relation to the Ashabul Kahf, what lessons do we take? Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi has recorded this incident, that one person comes to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu ardaah, and he levels a complaint against his son, that my son is very abusive, very aggressive to me. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he admonishes this young lad. This young boy stands up and he said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I acknowledge that my father has certain rights over me. But my question to you is, do I have any rights over my father? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, you've got three rights. He says, number one, when your father got married, it was the duty of your father to select a noble spouse who will give birth to his children. Number two, when you were born, to give you a good Islamic name. And number three, when you matured and attained puberty, it was the duty of your father to teach you the knowledge of Quran. This young boy says, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I want to negate all three. When my father got married, he got married to a slave girl who has no lineage. When I was born, my father had given me such a name. Up to today, I don't understand what it means. And when I matured and attained puberty, my father did not teach me the knowledge of Quran. Umar radiallahu ta'ala looks at the father and he said, you have beguiled your son before he has beguiled you. You have been disloyal to your son before he has been disloyal to you. This is one of the greatest of challenges. But wallahi, when the desired results are achieved, I swear by the Almighty Allah, it is the priceless gift of nature. Like one pious scholar writes, he said, one of the greatest questions people are asking today, he said, how much of dua do we make for the tarbiyah, the upbringing of our children? We all know the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam. After being reunited with his father, the brothers who had committed every crime against him, they come to Yaqub alayhi salam to beg for forgiveness. Ya Abana staghfir lana dhunubana. Oh Allah, oh our father, forgive us for the wrongs that we had done. Yaqub alayhi salam, food for thought for the parents of this ummah. He said, I will not make dua at this moment. I will delay the dua. Delaying the dua for what? He said, I will get up at the time of tahajjud. One pious scholar writes, he said, make it a point on a daily basis. Take out a few moments that only Allah, you protect the iman of my children. Oh may Allah, you protect the iman of my children. What did my Nabi say? The best legacy you could leave behind. وَلَدٌ صَالِحْ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. Leave behind pious offspring who will convey ajr and thawab to the parents after the parents have left this world. Wallahi, we have seen this with our own eyes. When we speak on the aspect of parents, young lads start sobbing and crying like little babies. That Sheikh Mulana, the last time I visited the grave of my father was when I lowered him into the grave 10 years ago. What legacy are we leaving behind? Give them the best of dunya. Give them the best of education. But when the child grows up, Subhanallah, what did my Nabi say? إِذَا أَفْسَحَ أَوْلَادُكُمْ فَعَلِّمُوهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا تُبَالُوا مَتَى مَاتُوا. When your children develop the ability of speech, my Nabi said, before you introduce yourself to your child, that I am your father and this is your mother, it is your first responsibility to introduce Allah to the child. When Allah will be introduced to the child at the tender age, and when that child will be asked regarding the commands of Allah, then the child will respond like the Ismail of Ibrahim. The child will respond like the Ismail of Ibrahim. Subhanallah, under the commentary of this verse of Quran Kareem, many parents are asking the question that, Mawlana, what dua do I read? وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Oh Allah, reform for me my children that you have blessed me with. Under the commentary of this dua that is contained in the 26 juz, there is a quotation in Madarik al-Tanzeel on the strength of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. What does he say? لَمْ يَكُنْ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. The only sahabi to enjoy the exclusive privilege that both his parents and all his children, they were Muslim. This was as a result of this dua that he used to recite on a daily basis. Friends and elders, there's so much more I could have told you. My time is up. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we reflect over this amazing surah of Quran Kareem. Surah Kahf. What did Nabi Alayhi Salaam say? That arba'atun min sa'adati al-mar'ah. Four qualities form the good fortune of a man. أن تكون زوجته صالحة وأولاده أبرار وخلطاؤه صالحين وأن يكون رزقه في بلدي. What an amazing statement. My Nabi said, you've got a pious wife, you've got good children, your sustenance is in close proximity to where you live. You don't need to travel the length and the breadth of the globe. You've got a pious wife, you've got obedient children. Your sustenance is in close proximity to where you live. And you've got close friends and pious associates. My Nabi said, consider yourself to be the most fortunate man. Consider yourself to be the most fortunate man. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala protect our youth in this evil environment. Allah Ta'ala protect our youth. I see the hundreds of youth that have gathered. Those who are involved in drugs, make this intention of giving it up for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah. Wallahi, it will give you nowhere. You take that pill, you're flying on cloud nine. And you want to keep on climbing, you will get absolutely nowhere. My message to you is turn to Allah. We have scholars, we have reputable scholars. Let your to scholars and ulama. I always say this in this day and age, the savior is the house of Allah. We travel to countries of the world. Just a few days ago, I had visited Albania. We had visited one of the makatib, these primary institutions. These are forts that insulate our children, that protect the iman of our children. We entered into one maktab. Wallahi, my heart cried. There were three generations. The grandmother, the mother, and the child are sitting and learning at the feet of the same teacher. Appreciate what we have in this country. When our forefathers came into this country, the first thing they had done, establish makatir, establish masajid, places of learning and teaching. Appreciate what we have. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. You don't appreciate his ni'mats, Allah will take it away from us. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant me the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq that we imbibe within our lives and within our families and our homes these amazing advices of Quran and Sunnah. And once again, Jazakallah to the board of Masjid al-Quds. It's always a pleasure, you know, to come back home. Barakallahu feekum. Allah Ta'ala bless each and every one of you. In nahnu ishna fahuwa yajma'u baynana. If Allah Ta'ala grants us life, inshallah we will meet again. Wa in nahnu mutna fal qiyamatu tujma'. And if before our next meeting, if the angel of death knocks my door or your door, then inshallah the plains of Hashar will reunite us. Barakallahu feekum. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.